will now be joined by Lotta Gagliardi as she joins us here on the Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show. And a big win, Lotta, you a sophomore as well, were a member of the team last year. And as I asked Gabby, so close to the national tournament last year, I knew you guys wanted to get back there this year. What's it mean to you to be a part of this team and have the success you guys have had?
I mean, after everything that we've been through, I cannot express how happy I am right now. We've been working so hard for this. I was even talking to the girls before. This is our moment. Like, we've been working hard. We've been doing workouts. We've been, like, doing extra reps because that was always our goal. So right now it's the feeling mission accomplished and be ready for the next few games.
All the work put in during the season, it takes a lot to put that work in. But to get to that next step that you guys have achieved, it takes work in the offseason, it takes work in the summer, it takes work after games, after basketball games. We saw you guys practicing last week at like 9 o'clock after a women's basketball game. All that hard work to get here to the national tournament, what does it say about the group of athletes that are around you that have been able to put in that work and succeed?
No, I'm just so proud of everybody because it's not just practice. It's not just physical. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. It's everything. Like mentally, we need to be prepared. Like everybody's been cutting sweets. We're on a no sugar diet for this. We've been doing everything that we can to accomplish. So I'm just proud of everybody else because everybody's been putting so much energy on this.
I'm glad I sit here under the headsets and I don't have to be out there because I would have already lost the no sweets diet because I can't do that. You know,
it's the sweets, the soda,
that's the best part of my day. But you guys
really
get to play volleyball. You guys have the success you've had. You and Gabby and honestly everybody on the floor today and even on the bench, that the reserves, had a fantastic day today. When looking back at this game, walk us through your performance. I had you unofficially 12 kills, 3 aces, and 2 blocks. Did you come into this game kind of hyper-focused on what needed to be done?
Yeah, I came in here focused on everything that I'm good at. So my hitting, my serving. I was like, yeah, I'm going to serve line. I'm going to get some aces. My focus was always going for the split because we knew the team wasn't going to give me much line. They're going to give me more splits on the block. So I was mentally ready for hitting that split all the time.
What does it take to adjust in game like that when you kind of have an idea in mind of what you're going to do and then the defense kind of has to switch that? What goes through your head out there?
Actually, in my head, it just comes my basic... I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
No, you're good.
It just comes, I don't know, it's a weird feeling whenever I see, for example, that I need to hit on this play that I'm really good at and they close this play, for example, I just need to calm down and see the block from the other side, what they have on defense. I wouldn't say it's a scary feeling since we've been practicing a lot. Like Tim Copeland, our coach, has been helping me a lot when I need to adjust, so that's been good for me. So I just need to breathe in, breathe out, and change the game.